Mane ein kan mashin ein kan. Yesterday we learned the Tosfos and Chesam and Beis, and when we finished the Tosfos, so we came to the conclusion that there were several different kinds of mashkon. There is the classic mashkon that is given to a malva by a lova, and the classic mashkon. There are two forms that we haven't discussed yet. One is mashkin b'shas halva, mashkin shelo b'shas halva, and that Tosfos discusses mashkin b'achirim u'chirim Yitzchak, and that we'll discuss in Rit Hashem on Wednesday. The classic mashkon is one that is collateral for a chov, and the malva has kinyanim that we learned by Yitzchak, and that mashkin can be given by a malva to a woman and is accepted as kiddushin. However, we learned in our sugya that the term mashkin is used in other contexts as well, with different levels of significance, of collateral. So, for example, the Tosfos says that the mashkin in our Gemara is mana einkan. Rashi's lashon hilchach mashkin einkan. The mashkin does not represent a chov. I obligated myself to do something, but I didn't create it as chayvus. You know, I obligated myself. And let's walk that back. I told the woman I want to marry her with a mana, but I wasn't machayv myself to give the mana. I didn't create any shibudim. She can't come and collect the mana from me. So therefore, the mashkon is not a classic mashkon, because it doesn't represent a chov. It's not collateral for a chov. The mashkon at best is a gesture, something that I'm giving her something as an indication that I'm serious. But that's all it is. So that mashkon, the Gemara says, mashkon ein kan. There's no mashkon over here. So when the supposed chassan says eskachali b'mana and doesn't give a mana, so nothing happened. When he gives her the mashkin, nothing happened because he wasn't getting married with the mashkin. And the mashkin is simply a gesture that he's serious about his wanting to give her a mana. And if he ever gives the mana, and at that point, they're going to be married. Otherwise, nothing happened. That's what the Gemara said. Then we said that Yosef Cohen said, and Tosha says, you can have a similar situation when it comes to Matona. Our Gemara has a similar situation when it comes to a Mecher. And the Gemara comes to the exact same conclusion. I want to buy this with coins, but I don't have the coins right now. But I'll give you something to show you that I want to buy it with coins. All right. So I have not sealed the deal. According to Rabbi Ami, it's entirely reversal. Nothing happened. Because the way that I want to do the Kenyan, I'm not doing. And the fact that I am giving you some kind of a gesture to tell you that I want to do this, all right, so I'm telling you my plans. Good, but that's not as chayvus. Nothing happened. So then Tosfos says the same thing can be true about a matana. I want to gift you something. I don't have it here. So I give you a token as a result. Fine. The gift didn't happen. The obligation to give the gift didn't happen. And the token is entirely... I can ask you for the token back. Because I gave it to you as an indication of something. Yosef Cohen says that if we explicitly say that I'm giving you this item such that you can hold on to it, and be assured that I'll give you the matana, then Rabbi Yosef Cohen says, in that case, the receiver of the mashkin can hold on to it. That part of the deal is a valid. I can create such a deal. All right? Now, so if he would say, yes, what's the big deal about saying you want to do something and then being held to be able to do that? So maybe we'll come back to understand that better later on this year. Good. Then Tosfos says there's another application of mashkon, but that application of mashkon has halachic standing, right? It's not the classic mashma we discuss on Wednesday, Mitzvah, and it's not the gesture that our sugya discusses. It's poyalim. When poyalim come, the painter comes and he brings his tarp and he brings his paint and he brings all of his tools. So Tosfos says, I, the employer, gain some collateral value, collateral concept. I now have leverage. So, collateral is about leverage, right? It's about being able to force the person to pay up. So the classic collateral in halacha when there's alva gives me leverage, but it gives me more than leverage. It gives me actual kinyana. Over here, and what we're discussing over here is maybe it gives me minimal in our sugya. Maybe if I show up with the collateral, if I show up with the silver the Bnei Rav Huna had, maybe if I show up with the mashkin, so I'll embarrass the kala shows up with the mashkin, she'll embarrass the chosan to coming through with the mana and actually marrying her. All right, so there's some leverage, maybe some leverage. So Tosfos says, but when it comes to the employer, so if the employer has an employee and the employee leaves the job and now exposes the employer to some loss, so if there is no substantial loss to the employer, it's an aggravation, it's a delayed deadline, but lemaisa, the apples will get picked, they'll make it to the store, it'll all be fine. So then the employer has absolutely no recourse. And he won't hire these employees again. That's probably true. But that's he's no recourse. However, if the employees are causing him a loss, he cannot get people to finish the job right now, because in the morning he could have gotten people. But now in the middle of the day, everybody has jobs already. Or he has a deadline. And he thought these people will deliver on that deadline. Or the fruit's going to rot. And he would have had other people take the fruit out. So in each of these situations, the employee, by virtue of their commitment to the employer and walking away from their commitment, causes the hefsed. Can that hefsed be adjudicated in a base? Then I doubt it. That's called the groma. I gave you an expectation. You made a decision based on expectation. I walk away and now your expectation is not fulfilled. I caused you a loss. Bin odom lamokim, in big trouble. Right? When the first question that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to ask me in Din is Nasata Masata Mamuna, bang, I'm going to mess up in the first question, out in the first ring. Right? So it's a serious business. It's not a light thing to cause somebody to have it. But it doesn't rise the bar that a Bezin can now say, you have to pay. It's a Grama. Grama is also, but Grama is not. Is that adjudicated in court? I think that the groma is very, very difficult sugya. So I'm assuming that I'm saying is correct. However, the halacha is that the employer does have collateral in the tools that the painter brought, that the harvesters brought, and I can use that, and I can use those tools, sell them, and how I rent them out, whoever I want, to get value from them, and then use that the Gemara gives me a shear of how much the employees are held responsible for how much money, and I have real collateral, and I can sell those tarps and those paints, and out of that hire or recoup my loss. So Tosfos says, where did that come from? Why did we say mona ein kan mashkin ein kan? Tosfos says one of two possibilities. Either because Haleidami Dosim Gormali Hefsid, Vaoche Nachabila Viteris Mashkin, the Kenuyala Lishor Poilin. So he says that it could be that that's part of because of the loss that they are imposing upon me. That this is all part of the deal when I hire a poilim. I hire a poilim and I get exposed. I give them the job. And they have a job from which they can walk away anytime. So part of the deal is that when you accept to be my poil, you also accept that and you deliver your property, you deliver some of your stuff, you also accept upon yourself that that stuff becomes collateral, either because of Gram Hefset, or because that's the understanding that Nafkamina would be when Poilim come and they don't have any Gram Hefset. The painter comes bring all the stuff, he walks away midday, but there's no Gram Hefset. I can get another painter. But the other painters cost more money. But there's no Hefset involved. I'd say, I will find another painter. He will do it. So in that case, there'd be enough community between the two reasons the Tosfos gives as to why this particular case is something in between the classic case of Mashkin, where it is unconditionally belongs to the Malva, and the case of Mashkin by Matona and by Mecher, by Kedushin, where there is absolutely no significance to Mashkin other than some kind of psychological collateral. In between is Poyalim, where there's an understanding that either when there's a Gram Hefsid or by virtue of bringing their tools, I gain collateral if the Poyalim are going to cause me Hefsid by walking away from the job. They are Choyzev HaChatziyoyim, so therefore, and I have to pay them for what they did, so they have tremendous leeway in their rights, and then the employer's rights are counterbalanced by this Mashkin. Then Tosfos says, Alocha l'maisa, b'tumachutanim, they're getting together for the first time and they're discussing each other's contributions. And then they want to protect themselves from a retraction from a broken engagement. And they want, how are they going to protect themselves? So the Gemara says, so the minig was b'sman b'al yatosfos, the minig was to make some kind of a shtar or kinyan. So Tosfos says, unless one is explicit, the Gemara says, he's not sure how it works when it comes to Shiduchim. Do we say that we apply the same rule? That if you give by giving a gift b'shas shiduchin from one mechut and another mechutin, do we say that unless you explicitly say something along the lines of Yossi Koysu Kohen, explicitly say this object I'm giving you kinyanim in this object, and with the kinyanim in this object, you can recoup any losses. So then it has to be that I'm giving you rights in the chayfetz, making kinyanim, I'm being makna to you something. You actually have some property rights in the mashkin itself, akin to a mashkin vishas halva. Or he says maybe not. Maybe the fact that when it comes to shiduchin, kevan she'echon bein choyzer sheni misvayish bedover, since there's a gram hefset, Tosfos is not picking up on the gram hefset of the expense that I made out late already, but a gram hefset is terribly embarrassing. So because of the gram hefset, maybe that is like the chavila which the poilim bring, and even without explicitly giving kinyanim, I create a mashkin kind of obligation. That's Tosfos suffering in the end. Bishas shiduchin, if one mechutin gives the other mechutin a gift, so exactly where does it fit into the range of mashkin? Is it a psychological mashkin, and therefore without explicit statements, like if Yossi Cohen says, it's mona ein kan mashkin ein kan, or do we say it's like the poyalim since the hefsid? We do say we don't say mashkin ein kan mona ein kan. Yaakov,
would this be the din that applies to engagement rings?
I don't think so. Engagement ring, I think, is governed by the din of expectations. When the chosen gives it to the kala, so is the expectation that with this we're getting engaged and therefore belongs to you unconditionally, or with this we're getting engaged to be married, as it says, engaged to be married. And if
so, it's a mashkon unless we get married. It's a mashkon to ensure that we get to the next step.
Now you don't know. I don't know. Is it called a mashkon? I don't know if it's seen that way. I don't think anybody sees an engagement ring as any form of a collateral. I don't think so. I don't think they see it. Chassid and Kala see it as a form of assurance. I don't think so. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think it's seen as a gift for the occasion. Seeing, I think there may be a measure of svichus das because it's willing to give an expensive gift. That's the way I would see it.
So just a full regular matar.
I think so. Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, how do we understand Rashi? Do we understand Rashi as at odds with Tosos, or in accordance with Tosos's idea that he puts forth in the first few lines?
So it seemed that so far it seems that Rashi is saying, Rashi adds one big word, hilchach. So Rashi is saying because there is no obligation, therefore there is no mashkin. So we can't really say that much, shove too much more in Rashi. Once we see a few more Rishonim, we'll be able to come back and understand Rashi a little bit better. But at first glance, it would seem that Rashi is in sync with Tosfos. Okay, let's look at the Rosh.
Siman.
What's that?
Siman Aleph.
Should be Siman Yod, right? That all of this is true when it comes to kinyanim. That even though, because we should be making kinyan kesef, but I'm giving you something, and I'm not giving you any rights in that which I'm giving you, so that could not be a kinyan kesef. I didn't give you a mona, and the mashkin, I'm not giving you any kinyan of the mashkin. It's only a gesture. I can come back and take it anytime I want. So therefore, I'm not giving you anything that could be seen as a kinyan kesef. Avolim odom noisin maton lachamei roi. However, he says the Rosh, a different, right? As opposed to our Tosfos, which clearly said, right? The Rosh says that perhaps this din that we're learning, have learned so far, that's comes in the context of a kinyan kesef. Mona ein kan, because I need to give kesef a kinyan kesef. Mashkin ein kan, I need to give kesef. I'm giving nothing. But let's say I don't need to make a kinyan kesef. I simply need to transfer something to you. I want to give something to you. Doesn't need a kinyan kesef. I need to transfer it. So now, v'lom odom neisin maton l'chaveiroi, v'nosan loy mashkin, v'shvil hamatona, Meshichas Hamashkin Kiluzochim Atana. So Rosh says, so when I do a Meshicha on the Mashkin, that is as if I've gained rights. I want to give you a Matana. I don't have a Matana for you right now. If I would want, let me just again be clearer. A Matana can be Niknes Bikinyan Kesef. It can be. Theoretically, you do it that way. However, we have discussed kinyane kesef. I want to make a kinyan kesef with my wife. I want to make a kinyan kesef, as in the case of purchasing the oma. So when I want to make a kinyan kesef, if I say I want to do this with the kinyan kesef, but I don't give over the money, and I'm giving over nothing, so no kinyan happened. However, different situation. I want to give you a gift. I don't want to do a kinyan kesef. I want to give you a gift. I don't have the gift right now. So instead, I give you a mashkin, a gesture, a note, an IOU or something. So then the Rosh says, perhaps in that case, why shouldn't the mashkin work? How can you jump? Sounds like Gavaldi Akasha. How can you jump from our sugya to matana? Our sugya is kinyan kesef. So no kesef was transferred. So it's not conceivable to have a kinyan kesef. Mona enkan, maskin enkan. But when it comes to matana, I don't intend to do kinyan kesef. So in that case, giving a gesture of commitment, maybe that's takim machayev. What's the raya? The raya is from Aseiches Omnen. We see the rush, and I understand what Tosus was going through. That when it comes to the Schiras Poyalim, Oma, look at the lush and the rush. Vimash Bimshichas Amashkain, Nishaibu Apoyalim, Lekayim Dibura. Says the Rosh, 1 second, that this din of Poyalim, where Poyalim made a commitment, and they left there, the painter came, and he brought his tarps, and he brought his all his rollers and his paints, and he moves into my house, and he takes in half the house with all of his stuff. Right? So now, the Tosfos analyzed this B'Teres Mashkin. Says the Rosh, Mashkin, we are suing by Kenyan Kesef. If you have to make a Kenyan Kesef, so your Mashkin doesn't do anything. Except in the case of abuse, however, here we're not discussing Kenyan Kesef, we're going to give you a Raya. Schiras Poyalim. There's no Kenyan Kesef, Schiras Poyalim. So in Schiras Poyalim, that has a simple halacha, that I'm giving you assurance, collateral. The Poyalim, now they're coming into, the guy comes in, it's going to be cause me aggravation if he walks off the job and I have to pick up where he left off. So therefore he comes and he's mechayev himself. Ad kerikach, what's he signing up to? So he's signing up that if he causes me a hefsin, so he's going to compensate for the hefsin. Demshichas ha-mashkin is chayev ha-poyel ha-mekayim liburam. If I just walk in, I'm hired to do a job, I come, morning the job, I bring my tool, I hold on to my tool, I come in, I start to bring my ladder, start picking apples, bang, 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 bang. I wasn't machayiv myself anything. As I work, my employer is machayiv to pay me for it. That's all that's happening. But if I'm moving all my stuff, so then there's a then. Then halacha says, then I'm. That's a commitment. I'm going to keep my end of the deal. I'm not going to walk off b'chatziyon. I can still walk off b'chatziyon, but then I'm mechayiv myself to compensate. The less so that's what the Rosh is pointing out. The Rosh said that apparently Yesh Meforshim who said our sugya, the way to understand our sugya, is it does line up with Schiras Poyalim, but not the way Tosfos says. Tosfos says, we're learning to sugya of a collateral, a sugya of giving assurance, giving smichas das. So our Tosfos says that when it comes to this, a special din, that there's a mashkin legabi halva, one parsha, another parsha, a mashkin outside halva. Tosfos says there is a sevid, but we see when it comes to matonon kiddushin and mecher, a mashkin is garnished. When it comes to Schiras Poyalim, you see Mashkin is a very valid collateral. No ma perish advarim, so Tosfos comes with a kalal. Then in the event that I want to give you, I'm negotiating with you, and now we're cutting across everything, matana and kiddushin and Schiras Poyalim, So what I want to give you assurance. So in the event that I am trying to give you assurance because you may be exposed and lose something, or Tosfos says this is the way that the business works, then I am giving you the ability to collect from my collateral. That's it. So when it comes to Kiddushin, it all becomes nothing more than a gesture. When it comes to Maton, nothing more than a gesture. Rosh says that's not the way we should look at it. Rosh says that our sugya is saying that I can give assurance, I can give collateral, but it's not a kinyan kesef. Collateral is binding, but not a kinyan kesef. So the huge nafkamina between the Rosh and Tosfos. If I make a commitment to you, right? Let's say one huge nafkamina, matona spelled out. I say I want to give you a gift, and instead I give you a gesture, right? According to Tosfos, nothing happened. The gesture. But according to the Rosh, I was mechayev myself to give you a gift. Ki ilu zocha b'matana. The raya m'shichas ha'mashin is chayev u'poyel u'makayim diboro. The huge nafkamina. The Rosh says it doesn't work for kinyan kesef. The gabi kiddush is the same thing. But according to our Tosfos, the mashkin is totally insignificant. It's at best a social gesture. And according to the Rosh, a mashkin is of huge significance. You can even machayiv yourself in the mashkin. The difference is that it's not a kinyan kesef. It doesn't rise to the bar back being a kinyan kesef. All I've done is I've given you assurance. I was machayiv myself. To be machayiv myself, I can't do anything to machayiv myself. That's called Mechayiv Milva. I'm Mechayiv myself. Milva ain't come. The Lesso, says the Russian, is incorrect. That our Tosfos should be supported. The Ein Chiluk B'Maton L'Kiddushin. V'Tamechot L'Kulon. And our Tosfos is right. Maton L'Kiddushin is all the same. V'Tamechot L'Kulon. The fish ain't a mashkin meshubah leklum. We should know only yochel leshabed nechosav ledovishin is chayavoy. Avol ben dovishin is chayavoy. Loi chal hashibud al nechosav. So the Rosh gives the whole shir. He explains what's the getter adover. What separates the two shitas, the yesh mefosh and the Rosh. What are they? What the Avnei Milum formulated. Hundreds of years later, what did the Rosh say? You know what it boils down to? Can I obligate myself? Can I create an obligation to do something that I'm not obligated to do? Mishum the Adam Yochol Leshabed Lefisha Ein Mashkan Mishum the Klum Mishum the Adam Yochol Leshabed Nechasam LeDavish and Eschayev Boy. If I owe you money, classic case of mashkin, I borrow my, I have a choyv. No, I can make a mashkin that choyv. Right? However, if I don't have an obligation, so I can't create a choyv, I can't create a shibud. I accepted it to be your poil. I'm now going to cause you a hefsid. The Tosfos would say it's a hefsid bin odom l'mokim. The Rosh apparently says a chov bin odom l'mokim is enough of a chayiv, right? Failing the first question that I get of the six questions in the Bayadin, the Achmei Esrim, and maybe Yom Neiram, that's pretty significant. That's a chayiv, right? It's not a chayiv you can adjudicate in Bayadin, but it's a chayiv you have to pay. Being chayiv bedini shemayim means I'm obligated. I have a chayiv. So it means that Bezin can't yank it out of me. But I'm chayv to pay. So the Rosh says that I have a chiv bin onam al-makam, that's a chayv. So then I can create shibudim in that chayv. I can give you collateral security. I can give you a lien. But if I'm not mechuyev to give you something, I cannot create a lien. Okay, I'm not mechuyev to give you a gift. So I want to give you a gift, kibalik, but I cannot create a lien in something else because of my thinking of doing something. I want to get married. Good. I'm mechuyev to marry her. And there's no choyv. So I can't create a mashkin. Right? So that's what the Rosh would say, Hare Mashkin Ein Hare Mona Ein Kan Mashkin Ein Kan Hilchach. That's Pran Hilchach. Hare Mona Ein Kan. There's no Mishayavos. So that faces what Rosh says, Memela, there's no Mashkin. Right? There's no obligation. Umatona Sha'omra Litin Loilin Ishayavo. Vele Ishayavo Li'olam. Vishu Yachol Lachzor Boy. He can retract. Lefichach leinishtaber leyamashkin shichosai, abol lehida poilim came the davar ha'avedu v'chazir b'hu chayom neshan aloi hefsed hilchach neshtaber leyamashkin shalem l'scharol levad kidei damav hilchach kishoyis and shiduchen halacha lemaisem in the time of the Tosfos v'nois l'narvoi nois el lezeh. And they give each other gifts, l'shem kenas, as a penalty, as a deterrent from walking away from the wedding. Lo yoymar im echzor bi ani noisim l'cho kach v'kach, v'arechefet ze biyodcha l'yidei momin shizchayiv l'cho, im echzor bi, d'v'chi agavna lo yzocha m'mashkin, d'acherim kol zman she nechayiv l'klum. And therefore the Rosh says he comes to the same conclusion as Tosus comes to. That when two people are, everything's gavaldig, they're celebrating their kid's wedding, they want to have a little bit of a security in case something goes wrong, because they're spending so much money. So then, they give each other arvonos, they give each other some form of a guarantee, a gift that's a guarantee. So it says the Rosh, if they simply say, im echzer bi, if this doesn't go through, anina yisein lecha kach v'kach, and this should be mama. This should be biyadcha. Im echzer, he says, b'chay gavna, nothing's happened. Nothing has happened. Sounds like not even of Yossi Cohen's right. Nothing's happened. Why? B'chay gavna leizocha b'mashkin. Because when I give you the gift, when I give you the Erevin, I owe you nothing. So if I owe you nothing, I can't create a Shiva. I can't give, what am I giving you to for? If I want to create a Kenyan in something, a conditional Kenyan, so I have to make a Kenyan Seder, I have to go to a Bezin. Because otherwise, it's all in a svachta. It's all, I'm giving you money in case I cause you a loss. I don't expect to cause you a loss. It's a classic case of a svachta. I'm not dreaming of God, you know, we're talking about a wedding. Never going to happen. If it's never going to happen, I'm going to be machayiv myself. I'm not machayiv myself. I can't create a shibud. So I have to go, so I have to make a kinyan, I have to give you kinyanim. And because it's an asmachta, I have to go in front of a bezin chosh to be in Kenyan. Kedei she is chayil v'radin. Im yatsav v'itin le'achefetz b'mashkin. V'oz yochel ha'shivu ala mashkin. Kemen she is chayil le'knas. Im yach zorboi. O yoyim b'machzav v'itizke v'kach v'kachmon v'kuf v'chetz hazeh. Good. That's our sugya. But now we have two mahalchim in the sugya. Right? What are the two mahalchim? Momoin mona ein kan, hilchach mashkin ein kan, or mona ein kan, period, mashkin ein kan. That's the hilchach, alright? So l'chayra, if we had to explain Rashi, we would say he's talking not the same as Tosfos. That hilchach makes it sound like that he's the yesh meforshim. Did I say it right? No. They say, right? The Yesh Meforshim says that it does work for Matan. Only can you cast it. Not for Karen. The Rosh is like Tosfos, and they reject the Yesh Meforshim. Right. What's the Yesh Meforshim? Yesh Meforshim is that it's all about, our sugi is all about Kinyan Kesef. And there is no Kinyan Kesef is happening. And the Rosh and Tosfos is that it's not about Kinyan Kesef. It's a global idea of making, creating collateral, and it can only create a collateral when there is some kind of ischayus. Right? Nafkamina. Let's figure this out. Right? Now, the rush and does Tosfos match up with either position of the rush? The last part. How about the Tosfos position on Matana? Tosfos says that our Gemara is that Kiddushin is like Matana. Right? So that lines up with the second, right? I'm not Machayib myself. Second sheet in the Rosh, the Rosh sheet. Rosh, Tosfos, and Rosh, right? All line up. So far, so good. Two sheetas. And the Nafkim Minim in two sheetas is collateral for a Matana. Is that a valid collateral? I say, I want to gift you something, and I give you an item now, right? So, can you use that item as collateral to force me to give you the gift? First day in Tosfos says that so Tosfos says I cannot. That's it again.
Wouldn't work.
That would not work, right? And the opening day of the rush, the woodwork. Because I'm not creating a Kinyan Kesef. I can create a Schayim. I can create Shibudim. Right?
So the Rosh says it would work or wouldn't work?
The Yesh Meforash says it would work, and the Rosh says it would not work. Alright? Again, let's just see it clearly inside. Yesh Meforashim, Hanudavki Bekinyan Ishiv Avodim. Aval Odom Noisein Matana Lachaver Noisein Mashkin Mishul Matana Mishichas Hamashkin Ki Luzocha BeMatana. Right? What a nafkamina! Nafkamina between the 2 days is: can I obligate myself to give you a matana? Can I give you a mashkin, and therefore you can use the mashkin to force me to give the matana? You were koine the matana with the mashkin. You kinyan the mashkin for the matana. That's the nafkamina.
No, then you use the mashkin for kiddushin.
No, that's a separate question. Separate question. Could I use the mask? I probably could in that case. But that's not what we're focusing on right now.
But in this case,
it's not, we're not focusing on whether I can use this particular mask because it probably could. that's not the issue right now. The issue is, can I create a shibud? Can I create a kinyan in that mask for something that I'm not chayav to do for you? That's an, right. Again, nafkamina be clear. What's it? What halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa. Nafkamina is I want to give you a gift, right? I come to your house. You're tremendous. It'd be a great favor. I don't have, and I'd like to give you a gift. I don't have a gift to give you. It says here, take my watch. I'm going to come back and give you a gift. Well, then mechayev is to give you a gift. So Tosfos and the Artosfos and the Rush's own position. And probably Rashi say absolutely no ischayvus was created. If Yosef Cohen says, if I tell you, you can hold on to this, I'll give you the gift, all right, then you can do that. And the Rosh, and the Yesh Meforshim, and the Rosh says, I did create ischayvus. Nafkamina. Now, how do they understand the case of Poyalim? So, case of Poyalim, the Rosh, Yesh Meforshim, that's my Rai from Shas. When the painter brings the stuff in, right, then he has created a chov I can collect from that material, and force the poyalim to pay anything, any damage they caused by walking off the job. So according to the Yesh Meforshim, you see, you can create a chov. They never said they're going to pay for any loss. Who created that as chayivus? They can walk off the job. That creates a loss. Right, it's a grumma. Cannot be collected in basin. Says the Rosh, it says the Yesh Meforshim, you see, you can create obligations that can be imposed in court by giving a mashkin. And Tosfos and the Rosh say, and they say that not correct, and therefore by matona I'm not mechai myself, and by poilim it's a different din. It's a different din. That's a din of creating collateral when there's a gram hefsid. It's not creating his chayvus. Separate din is chayvus poilim. Listen to good. So far so good.
How does Rashi disagree with Tosfos and the Rosh? Like, it seems like he...
I didn't say Rashi disagree, I said...
Well, Rabbi said that Rashi would follow the position that we read the Gemara as Mashkon Enkan, or sorry, Kesef Enkan, period.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Oh, sorry,
then
I
misunderstood.
Can Kirby explain how someone can create, like,
East
Chayrus? Like, what will...
Okay, hold on. First, anything in what we said, didn't understand. Go ahead.
Is
we didn't say that yet. No? Anything, any problems we said so far?
The Rosh has two opinions, he quotes the Yesh Meforshim and then the Moshkai is like Tosfos.
Correct.
The Rosh is like Tosfos.
Correct. Yesh Meforshim is over here. And then he says, Vilesa. Vilesa. The ein chiluk be matom lekidushin v'tam echad. Right? This is the two shittas. This can only handle one bold face at a time. There you go. Go ahead.
That yesh mufarshim the rush is probably just the first part of places. It's probably the Ramban and the Rashba.
Hold on. Okay. So far. So good.
Regarding the aval, but when the Rush says aval matana, do you mean just passing like a kind of
cone? I don't know. It's first Chaim Yosef Cohen, first of all, and I don't know.
Or is it working like the kinas almost?
Like I don't know. Let's just figure it out. Okay. So now, who is the Rajba?
I didn't bring it up. Oh. You can go back to the Gemara.
Okay, mona einkan kiloimar mona shu mekadshem boy einoikan. The mona with which he wants to get married, not here. Umashkan sheiniach leshibot ala mona einoi shove kan klum sheloi nosan lo gufoi shol mashkan lekidushin el leshibot amona ubametes kadesh. What's the Rashba saying? Mona Enkan, the mona with which he wants to get married, is not here, so that doesn't work. I went with the mashkon. The mashkon, leinosan lagufa shol mashkon lekidushin.
It's like
El leshibur amona b'metas kadesh. So what's the Rashba saying? Does the mashkon exist or doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist because it exists because
does the mashkon exist or not? Is the mashkon mechayim or not?
No.
What say? Who would say yes? Go ahead, Eitan. What you say?
And it is there the shibur hamana,
but
it's not enough for kedushin.
Right. The Rashba says, why are they not married? Mone shumekachshuba einakan.
No, but he
gets a. One second. Umashkan. Shalaynasan lagufa shal mashkin kedushin. He didn't give the mashkin for kedushin. That's the reason. According to what we said until now, according to the Rashi, Hilchach ein mashkin means there's no mashkin here. According to Tosfos, there is no bindingness. I know it's not a word, but you know what it means. There's no. There's what's the correct word?
Bond.
Was that
bond?
Obligator.
Obligation, maybe.
Or
bond,
as they say in French.
It doesn't give you any. There's no collateral value, right? However, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh is showing nosin la guf shel mashkin la kiddushin. Inside, umashkin shiniach lishibud alamone, and the mashkin which he gave as a shibud ain't a shove kan klum. Here it's of no value. Why is it of no value here? Shalei nosin lagufi shal mashkin kedushin elo lishibud alamone umetis kadesh, because the mashkin was not given to her as a kesef kedushin. Vafilu omalei hareini chayim luchamone bekinyan. Viskachili boy, ain't a mukudeshes. She ain't kan mona elamilve. Vilaikona. The afilo kosam lestara love. Ain't a mukudeshes. Ukumisha the mala. No, so it's a cryptic rajba. But Lachoira, the cryptic rajba is in line with the Yeshma Forshim of the Rush. Right? That's what it sounds like. He says, Mone ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. Right? What he means is that no kesef kedushin took place, no kinyan kesef took place over here. Because I gave the mana for kinyan kesef, and I didn't give the mana. And the mashkin, I didn't give for kinyan kesef. No, we say Yaakov?
So I just wanted to make sure I was understanding the last line of the Rashba correctly. So when he says, so that's only in a case where he says Harem Bimana, then gives her a star that he owes her mana. If you give her a star that he owes her mana to begin with,
Okay, let's look at the Ritva and discuss that. Good, go ahead, Mayor.
When we say there's no king and kesef over here, would that also include Shabbat kesef as well?
Correct, for sure. Effie?
Would the Rambam say that?
Is he mechayiv himself in the case of the kiddushin? So let's see. In the case of the Rishba does not spell it out, but the Ritva I think spells it out. Go ahead, Josh.
I don't understand how the Rashba differs tremendously from Tosfos. Because Tosfos wouldn't disagree that the mashkin exists, but he would say it doesn't exist.
Tosfos says the mashkin doesn't exist.
Right, but
that's different from the Rashba.
Not really, because Tosfos would say it works, but it doesn't work to be Mekadosh a woman because it wasn't given there. The Rashba
No. I think he says it doesn't accomplish anything.
Well, because it wasn't given l'shem. Because it's not.
Because you cannot. Let's say this, the Rosh says very clearly that one did not create a chiyuv. Right? So look with the Rosh for the moment. Right? The Rosh wasn't in the Rosh. Right? That's clear. Okay? Hello, Zemir, can you still see the font? Yeah, we're good? Okay.
How can you say it generates?
Hold on. Let's see the Ritva. Eisvei Rava. This is the wrong piece. Right? I switched it. Okay. Mace. Omar Rama Nachman. Omar La Scotchy Bamona, Vinichlam Mashma Lame, Ainam Makudeshens, My Time Mona, Ain Kan Mashinka, and Yeshma Forishim. Osa, Afilo Kishin is Chayiv Lobimona, Bikinian Karoi. Even if he was mechayiv himself to give a mona, was he mechayiv himself to give a mona? No. He says, marry me for a mana. So you tell him you're not married. All right. Now, is there any chiyuv? Does it come back? And probably not. But let's say he was machayiv himself. He borrowed money from the woman. So he's machayiv to pay. Or somehow he made a kinyan. And was machayiv himself to give a mana. But here's the kinyan. Afilu shenischayiv lo b'mana b'kinyan k'roi. And like the way the Rosh says, he went in front of a base in Choshev, and he did a kinyan suder, I machayiv you a mana. All right? And then he says, Hariyam b'kudesh b'mana zu. Halacha l'maisa, married or not married. There's a basin under the chuppah. He says, you be my basin, I'm making a kinyan, I'm a chayim myself a monitor. Married or not married? No, why not? He didn't give her a mana. What if he didn't give her anything? Oh, shezicha lo b'mashkin mana. Or he says, take this mashkin, and he says to her, zechi l'shibud mana, v'konza osa. Ein kan mashkin, and even if he was meshabed himself, and he gave her value, l'shibud mana, he created a very good mashkin. He said, "I owe you $100. Here's a mashkin for that $100." Dolimati hashli yoda shumana loymen amonne v'loymen amashkin. So why does it not work? Because there's no kinyan kesef. Because what is he giving her right now? He's giving her the obligation to pay her something. That's called mekanish b'milveh. Doesn't work. He's giving her a mashkin, saying, if I don't pay in 5 years, so now, retroactively, you will have kinyanim in this property. What am I giving her now? Nothing. What did she tell her parents? What did he give me for kedushin? Nothing. So in that case, there's no kinyan kesef. Sharei ena mekachet begufoi shel mashkin. He's not giving her the mashkin. V'havi lo ke'alvod le'havi be'en delo mekachet be. V'hai de omar mona enkan mashkin enkan hochi ka'omar. Kevon de mona ein kan she ein kan mona be'en mashkin le mahani le kadsha boy. There's a noitel mashkoinoi mi mena. All right, now, what's bothering the Ritva with this pshat? Whose pshat is this? Right. Now, what's bothering the Ritva with that pshat? Before that. In the line, mone einkan mashkin einkan. According to the Rashba, there is a mashkin. Mone einkan, that's true. There is no $1,000 here. But there is a mashkin here. According to the Rashba, according to the Yisroforshim of the Rosh, and the Yisroforshim of the Ritva, mone einkan's gewaldig. There's no kinyan kesef because no money was transferred now. If the Gemara would say mona enkan v'ham ubimashkin lo makadshi, that'd be gevaldik. Mona enkan, according to Rashi's gevaldik, mona enkan v'hilchok mashkin enkan. The way the Rosh says it, I cannot create a mashkin when I'm not mechuv to do something. Mona enkan, I wasn't mechayv myself, and there's no mashkin here. Nothing happened over here. But according to the Rashba, there is a mashkin. It's just you can't use a mashkin for kinyan kesef because I'm not giving you anything right now. I'm giving you the right to collect. That's not good enough for kinyan kesef. So it shouldn't be mona ein kan mashkin ein kan. Mona ein kan is an emes. There's no money here. There is a mashkin. It's ube mashkin lemakachi. So now you see why Rashi, when Rashi is hilchach, he was telling you pshat. He was also explaining to you why his pshat is a gevaldik pshat. Rashid has a tremendous ability to say words. He was telling with that one word, he was giving you pshat, he was telling you the rush, the taisus, and he was saying, and understand why I don't take the Rashban Ramban's pshat. I mean, he wasn't the pshat that was floating around. And therefore the Ritvah responds by saying that according to this pshat, mashkin, we have to read it, hachi ka'amar. The kevon, the mona, ein kan, mona be'en. Mashkin, le mahani le kachavoy. Not ein kan mashkin. Le mahani le kachavoy. He's then noito mashkinim imena. The afal gav de bemilve da acherem, as Kluger said, mekudeshes. Kol heicho de somchen daita. He throws an important word, ha'ara from Daf Memches Amud Aleph, that with a mashkin da'acherim you can do kiddushin. Where's the smichas das? Maybe the guy will pay back and she doesn't have anything. All right, we'll discuss that. Hasam kevan shezochsa b'milve nafik mamayna minei da de nafik shibuda de loybe mi. Okay, now we're going right to next. So far we have the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rashba. So far, again, see what we've done so far. The Tosfos explained to us different kinds of mashkin. Well, the Rosh came along and explained to us the Machlokes Rishonim over here. Machlokes Rishonim in our sugya as to what is the din of mashkin in our sugya. Is the din of mashkin, like Tosfos says, that it was insignificant, it was a mashkin she'ein, had no halachic teeth to it, it wasn't mechayiv anything, memela, I'm not giving anything to my wife, memela is nothing happening over here. Or, says the Rosh, different shot, mashkin, there was a mashkin, the mashkin is mechayiv, but mashkin is not enough, doesn't rise the bar of kinyan kesef. Machlekes Ramban Rashba Ridvah, Machlekes Yesh Meforshim Rashba, and these Meforshim Ridvah against Tosfos and the Rosh. What's the Yisoida Machlekes? So the Rosh spells it out. Yisoida Machlekes is, can I create Ischayavos? Can I create an obligation? Can I say, I am a chayav myself to give you matana? If I borrow something, I create this chayavus. If Reuven is mazik shimon, creates this chayavus. Compensation. Compensation creates, is an obligation. All right? Once I have this chayavus, I can now give you collateral. But can I create a gift? Can I create this chayavus to give you a gift? So if I can create this chayavus, then I can give you collateral for the schaivas. But if I can't pay the schaivas, then I can't give you collateral. Tushi tu mechutanim. They're getting to know each other. The kids fell in love. Breaking out the engagement of the farthest thing in their minds. All right, but all their friends said, they have one friend whose kids got burned, so he said, make sure you take our bonus, right? So, all right. Everybody has a friend who says, take your bonus. I'll take everybody. Do they really think they're going to have? No, they're going to. Well, not for me. In fact, once in a year, we'll get burned. All right. So, all right. But their friends say to do it because one guy got burned. It's in all the newspapers. Who knows about it? We'll do it. All right. So, can you create this chayivus? So there, that's what the Ramban and the Rosh say. Yeah, I can create this chayivus. We can agree to create an obligation. Like, if I can create a matana, I can create this chayivus. Of possible loss, I can create an insurance as chayvus, right? Through the insurance. The question is, can you have an insurance policy? So the Ramban and the Rashba say you can create as chayvus, and Tosfos and the Rosh say you got to get a lawyer over here because you have a rov over here. You got to learn how to make kinyonim in front of a basin chashuv when there's really an asmachta because there's no chayvus. Good, right, hold on. Hasam Kevon Shizochsa. So now the Ritva is taking us a step deeper. Hasam Kevon Shizochsa b'milve. Right, what's the Ritva asking? The Ritva asking with the pressing issue of the Sugya, which, as Kluger pointed out, has to be focused on right now. And that is that everybody agrees that if I owe money, if Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon and Reuven gives a collateral to Shimon, so everybody agrees that Shimon has kinyanim in that object, and Shimon can now take that object and mekadosh lay it with that object. So that's the case. If I owe money to Leah, and I give Leah a mashkin, and give me your kinyanim in the mashkin, why can't I say amukadeshesli be kinyanim shani nais mechav a mashkin zem? Gemara says mashkin nachem is different. Mashkin nachem is kinyanim. Good. But that begs the question, if Mashkin D'Acherim is significant enough to be Kinyanim, so why isn't Mashkin that I'm giving to this woman enough to be married? Hosam Kevan Shizachsa B'mal B'milve Nofit M'moina Minei. There, I gave a collateral to Shimon. Shimon has Kinyanim in this piece of gold. What are the kinyanim that he has? If I default, he gets to take the lien, he has a lien on this piece of gold. If I default, he gets to sell the gold and hold on to $20. Alright? He has a schus. He can give this piece of gold to the, he can sell this gold to anybody. Right? Because he can tell anybody, if I have a halakha out there, it's a secondary bond market, what's it called? Secondary loan market, right? You can sell loans, right? So here he's in fact selling the gold piece. He's not going to say, he's not going to get $20 for it. He'll get $5 for it. Because we'll pay, won't pay back. Cancel. All right. But Shimon needs cash right now. So he's willing to sell, and the lady's willing to speculate. So Shimon sells the lady. So there's value in this piece of gold. There's value in it? Nope. So he can marry one with it. So now when Shimon gives this piece of gold to Leah, it's true, we don't know if Leah down the road is going to have the piece of gold. We don't know if Leah's going to hold on to it, but we do know that Shimon, who could sell this gold in the open market for $20, is now giving it, so Leah can now sell for $20 in the market. No, not for $20. Can sell for $5. Right? No, Leah's in the position. She may get $20 if the Malva defaults and get $5 right now, there's real value. So therefore, I'm marrying her with something. The shibud of the loive is embedded in this piece of gold, and I'm giving it to her. That doesn't work. But if I tell the woman, I said to Leah, I owe you $1,000. Right? Have a loan, $1,000. So I cannot even accountage her with the milva. She owes me.
I owe her.
I owe her $1,000. Right? So, and now I say, I want to give you security on the $1,000. Right? So I'm going to give you something worth $500. But I'm only giving you $1,000 worth in this, I give you a mashkin. So if I default on this loan, so you have $100. You can sell this and get $100 back. Nope. And you know, right now you can sell it also. You won't get $100, you can get $20 for it. Right? So that's not going to work. If I give a real mashkin to my wife, that's not a good kidney. Why not? If I give a mashkin that I receive from somebody else, it's a good kinyan because it's real money. But if I give a mashkin to the woman herself, so that's not, why is that not good? Why am I not giving her something? So explains the Rashi, a very difficult svara. Shibud di day she nischayev lo b'kinyan b'shtar play nofik inay klum, because I'm not giving you anything. If I give my wife a mashkin that I got from Levi, I'm giving her something. I'm losing something. I'm giving her, I have value in this mashkin. Now she's valuing the mashkin. Good. But if I go to my wife and say, I owe you $1,000, right? Oh, there's no question. She came to take me to court and give me $1,000. Now I'm giving you something which will help you cut the $1,000 from. So I haven't given her anything. I haven't given anything for me. Even though she now has something she can sell in the open market, but I haven't given her anything. If I give somebody else's mashkin, I've given her something. I've lost something. But if I give her assurance that I'm going to pay, it's a joke. Right? I first borrow money from her, right? And then I say, I don't know, and marry me if I give you some assurance that I'll actually pay you back. Yeah? So I haven't, what have I given her? That's the chisar. Good. So that's the then the Rebbe says v'ikar ha'peirush k'peirush ha'raybitzal. Shein mashkin chol u'mishtabed ela kishekodem lechiyav amomim shalomim mimenu. But here, the Betzva says, but the better pshat is the Ravid, and the Ravid is another formulation of the Rosh. Shein mashkin chol u'mishtabed ela kishekodem lechiyav amomim shalomim mimenu. Oishin eschayel bekinyan kiroi. This mashkin is a non-mashkin. No value. It's not chal. Good. So those are the two shitas, and the esoy that separates them is, can I create as chayivus? Can I create, the way it's said in modern terms, can I create an obligation without consideration? Right? Sounds good? No? Can I create an obligation without, I think that consideration without getting anything from it. So that's the machlokes between that machlokes is a tangential machlokes to our sugya, right? That's the reason why we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, in the halacha of Rav Nachman. Halacha of Rav Nachman is I cannot be mekadesh the mashkin. What's pshat in the mashkin? According to the Tosfos, there is mashkin means several things in Shas, and there is such thing as a mashkin without consideration, and is of no significance, no validity, and that's what he's saying over here. And according to the Rashba and the Ritva, according to the Rashba and the Ishmaforce and the Rashba, is such a thing as a mashkin without consideration, and therefore the Pshat and the Mishnah here in Rav Nachman and Rav is, I'm giving you a mashkin, but I'm not using a mashkin to get married with. It's not getting a kesef. So there's two separate pshatim. Happens to be the aside of the two separate pshatim is something not telling me a confusion issue, a shaswide issue. But it's an important aside. And halach and halach nafkamina is, if I give you some kind of assurance that I want to give you a gift, is it valid? If I want to create an obligation, a conditional obligation, which I have no intent of having to do, can I be mechayiv myself in that? So according to the Rosh, yeah, by saying I'm mechayiv myself. According to the Rosh, after the Ravid, I have to go through a kinyan should be based in chashuv. Every so often, you will see in documents, and I'm making a kinyan based in chashuv. For example, at the bottom of every prenuptial agreement, where the husband obligates himself, if he doesn't give, that if they have a sifsuch, and that runs to whatever, they're separating, he obligates himself to support. So at the end it says, and I am making a kinyan based on chashuv. Why do they say that no sukh? Because where is the base of the obligation? And I'm married yet. Right? Okay, there could be other arguments that maybe I'm obligated to support her a certain amount, this amount. So, therefore, they have to say, and I'm machayev myself, I'm making kin, even though they don't make kin based on chashim. But if you make a haidah that you've made a kin based on chashim, then that is obligated similarly. So this comes up in halacha l'maisa. Okay, sorry for keeping you.
You guys went down here?
The seven here, yeah.